Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sal Capaccio is joining us live on WBEN, Bills sideline reporter for WGR. He was on the field last night as the Bills improved to 3-0. Sal, this was a little closer than a lot of people expected. I mean, it was tied at 21 in the fourth.
No doubt. And, I think that what you just said, expected expectations. I mean, I think expectations seemed a little bit too wacky for a lot of people, especially after this game, thinking you're just going to roll in and beat a team by 30 points. It doesn't work like that in the NFL. I mean, the Bills certainly didn't play their best game, but they played an 0-2 team with their season kind of on the line, a division opponent, 4 days rest, and they won by 10 points and still scored over 30 points. So when you don't have your fastball and you're able to do that, that's still a good night. And obviously the Bills get to 3-0, which is the most important part.
Yeah, super impressive to be able to do that. And a lot of Bills impressed. I think, Sal, the one guy that has everybody talking, James Cook, who has just been phenomenal every single game so far this year. It's like he's kicked it up to another level.
Yeah, no doubt. And, he's on the field a little bit more. His snap count is higher, and he's really running with a purpose. A lot of times guys get paid, and they don't kind of have that same type of purpose after getting paid. That's not James Cook. He got paid, and he wants to be the best, and he's running as one of the best in the NFL. And he finds the end zone again and ties a franchise record for 7 straight regular season games with a touchdown. That's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, that is. But this week's hero, you got to say, is Terrell Bernard. I mean, he had a pick last night that really changed the momentum.
Yeah, no doubt. Terrell Bernard just finds the ball. He's a guy that just finds the ball. Somehow he makes it play on the ball in the most critical situations, and he did it again. You know, this is not because of luck. After the game, we talked to Terrell Bernard in the locker room. He said he saw that formation earlier in the game. He saw that the Jets did it to them, his film study, and he figured, okay, the Jets did it. They were successful on a play or two, so the Dolphins will do it. He saw the Dolphins do that exact same thing earlier in the game. He filed it away. Instead of he sees that again, he knows exactly where they're going to go with it. He saw it again. He jumped it, and he knew it. And that's being a football player. That's IQ. That's film study, and it was great job by him.
Well, the performance from the offense, I think, has a lot of fans excited because they were able to, as you mentioned, put up 30 points yet again and keep things rolling. Josh Allen was sporting that visor, Sal. Was it strange to see him wear that during a game? And it didn't really seem to hamper him at all. Do you think he continues with the look because, players can be a little superstitious?
I really don't know. We'll have to find out from Josh. I mean, possibly, I guess they can be. I thought about that, but that's just going to be how he felt after the game, after it. And, we'll see. They have 10 days now to get ready. And, the next game will be a Sunday afternoon game. And you never know. Does it matter in the daytime, the nighttime, the weather conditions? So we'll see, going forward.
And, I think a lot of people can't wait for a Sunday 1 o'clock home game, but we have to wait for it and it'll seem like an eternity, right?
Yeah, no doubt. But that's good news for the Bills and fans, right? I mean, when you win a game on a Thursday night, kick up your feet, watch football over the weekend, and not worry about anything because your team already won. They're in the clubhouse now at 3-0. They're the first team in the league to get the 3 wins this season. And now they get 10 days to lick all their wounds to get healthy. And not that they had any major injuries last night. They didn't. But, of course, you're going to get banged up. And, when you play 2 games in 4 days, your body's going to be feeling it. And now they get some time to kind of rest a little bit here.
It didn't hit me until Chris Brown said it on the broadcast last night that, I mean, I guess a rematch could happen down the line. You never know. Never say never. But very likely, the last Bills-Dolphins game inside the stadium. I mean, such a storied rivalry and a lot of great games taking part inside that stadium over the years, and last night was the last one, Sal.
Yeah, and it was a special night, obviously, for the Dolphins being in town for the last time, we think, unless they were able to turn this thing around, get to the playoffs, come here in January. And what a picturesque night for it. What a picture-perfect night. We talked about the home opener, the last one, the one against the Ravens a couple weeks ago, and how that ended. And I think this this just goes hand-in-hand with what we've seen for Bills Dolphins for many years, which is a really it got physical. It got chippy at times. It's two teams that don't like each other because they're in the division. They play each other twice a year. And at the end of the day, a hard-fought battle, and the Bills wind up winning.
Do you have a Bills-Dolphins memory that sticks out over the years?
Well, I have a lot of them for sure. But I would tell you, even as a fan growing up, watching Jim Kelly and Dan Marino playing in an AFC divisional game the year the Bills went to their first Super Bowl, 44-34 in the snow. And that was just – that was fantastic to watch that and at that age to see that happen. And then, you know, a few years ago, the snow globe game, another snow game, the Bills won on a walk-off field goal with Tyler Bass. Remember last year, 61-yarder from Tyler Bass was a big one as well.
Oh, wow. Great memories there. Hey, you know, another thing, a lot of people noticing this year, Jackson Hawes, tight end, got his first NFL touchdown last night. What do you think about his play?
Yeah, he is one of the better blocking tight ends you'll see not only as a young player but in the league, and they've raved about that. But he also is sneaky athletic, and he can block and he can go out. And we saw that on that play, and talked to him about it after the game, and you know him just saying he knows that Josh can just kind of do anything at any time, so you got to be available for him. Go watch that play if you can, folks, again, because at the start of that play, he literally put Matthew Judon to the ground on a block, and then went in the end zone and caught a pass. That's what you get from that kid.
Well, great stuff from him and the rest of the Bills and you, Sal, last night. Hopefully you get some rest at some point later on today. It was a late night for all of Western New York. Sal Capaccio was on the sidelines for another great Bills win, 31-21 over Miami.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.